Be'ez Hashem's Boch begin Perek HaMisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Yom Tov in the Sefer Zman Book of Designated Times, which we finish off the conversation regarding what's forbidden, what's permitted to be done on Yom Tov. In this part, we discuss specifically regarding the Malach HaVaitzah, and as it relates to Eruv B'Techumen, about how far a person could go on Yom Tov. The Rambam gives a Halacha Aleph regarding the Malach HaVaitzah of carrying things that you have to do it differently how you normally do. So, Afa Bisha Hutra Yitzah B'Yom Tov, although it was permitted to carry out Malach HaVaitzah on Yom Tov, even not for the purposes of eating, for cause of what's called Mitaych, once you're allowed to carry for that, you're allowed to carry in general. But Le'yisa Masoiz Gedailis, he shouldn't carry large loads, Kedev Shoiz B'chol, the way he does during the weekday. Rather, he has to do it differently. Now, V'im'i'ef Shalashanis, if he cannot do it differently, then Mutim then is permitted, Sakit Sat Hasso. So maybe Kadiyayin Mimakim Lamakim, someone's bringing jugs of wine from one place to another place. Lo Yibayim B'Sala B'Kuba, don't bring it in a box, in a basket. But maybe walk it safely, brings it on his shoulder, or the phone that we're carrying in front of him. So Tamilich has a tab, and someone's transporting straw. Lo Yafshla Zakuba L'Achrav, don't throw the basket behind his back the way it like looks like as if he's going to do like a large job. Rather, he carries it in his hand. Halacha Beis, b'chein masoyis, so two loads, shadarkon lisa oisim b'moit, which you generally, like during week that you carry on the pole, yisa oisim al-gaboy ma'achoyer, so don't carry on the pole, carry on his back from behind. Over shadarkon lisa oisim ma'achoyer, those that usually carry behind you, yisa oisim al-gzevri, not behind you, do it on your shoulder. Over shadarkon lisa oisim al-gzevri, those that usually carry on your shoulder, yisa oisim b'yad el-fanav, carry in your hands in front of you, oi, yifris alin beged, or at least cover it over with a garment. And anything what's similar to this from changing how you normally carry a load. Now, if it's not possible to change, it may be kadarka, then you could carry it and bring it in the normal way. Now, when we say this, that's permitted to carry loads on Yom Tov, is b'nasi ala adam. So when you're carrying on a person, on an animal, you're not supposed to bring it at all, that it shouldn't do it the way you normally do it in the weekday, which is to carry the loads on the animal. Halacha Gimel, Iman Higgines a Behemah B'Makel. Now you're not allowed to lead an animal with a stick, because it looks like as if you're taking him to sell him in the marketplace. And Be'in Asumi Yitzib B'Makel, a blind person cannot go out with his stick, because he could go without the stick. It's not necessary. And B'Loharoi B'Tamila, neither is the shepherd allowed to go out with his staff. Be'in Yitzib Mekise, you cannot carry someone out with a chair, Echad Isha, whether it be a man or a woman. Shalei Yasek Adel Shreiz B'Chel, again, that it shouldn't be done the way it's normally done during the weekday. Now, but if it's a man that the public needs him to come to the Beis Hamidrash to hear his drushes, then they could go with a chair after him. They could even carry him out on their shoulders. Even this type of chair that's covered with these cloths like a tent to carry him outside, even that would be permitted. You're not allowed to move the ladder of the dovka, which is where the birds are, from one dovka to another dovka in the public domain. People might say, oh, where is he taking the ladder? He's going to fix his roof, which obviously would have been done in Yom Tov. But in his own private domain, he's allowed to move the ladder. Now, although every place where the sages says something forbidden because of the appearance of wrongdoing to people's eyes, that then even in the innermost chambers have been to be done. So if you can't move the ladder in the Rishus Ram because people are going to say it looks like he's doing something forbidden, how does it help to do in your Rishus HaYachid? Here they permit him in the Simchas Yom Tov because of the joy of one Yom Tov that he has to be able to get the birds from one dovka to the next one. So therefore he's allowed to move the ladder, even though generally Marasayin would be forbidden even in the most innermost chambers. If someone had produce on his roof, but he has to clear it out to some other place. He sees the rain's coming, he's going to ruin it, whatever the reason is. He shouldn't pass it over from one roof to another roof. And even if the roofs are equal height, he shouldn't lower it down with a rope from the windows. He shouldn't take it down with ladders. Again, he shouldn't do the way he does normally the weekday, which is how it's done. Aval, but mashilam, you could throw it down, even through the skylight, from place to place in that roof itself. Now, if you slaughter an animal out in the fields, and you need to bring the meat back home, don't bring it with a stick to the city, or a small stick. Bring it limb at a time, not like this whole thing with this huge animal on the stick. Again, that's the way it's done during the weekday. Anything that a person gets pleasure from it, Even if it's only during the weekday, even though you're not getting pleasure from it on Yom Tov, for example, tefillin, which a person gets pleasure from it during the weekday, but it doesn't wear tefillin on Yom Tov, that you're allowed to send to your friend on Yom Tov. You don't have to say that's something that for sure a person gets benefit and pleasure on Yom Tov. Wine, shmanim, oil, salasas, you're allowed to send it to your friend on Yom Tov. Now, but the chaldav shein noisim b'bechol, anything that you don't get any pleasure from, even during the weekday. Actually, yasubay ma'is until you're going to do an action on it. Sha'as la'asayis b'yamtev, then you'll do on yamtev. Then imeshalach noisim b'yamtev, then you cannot send it to the person on yamtev. Halachas and kates at household. So imeshalach b'yamtev tvu, you cannot send on yamtev grain, l'fishayin noisim b'bechol, because you can't even get any benefit even during a weekday, elam kein tachan, unless you first grind it. V'as la'tchim yamtev, then I'll grind on yamtev. But you could send beans, legumes, because you could cook it on yamtu, or you could roast it and eat it, and if it has a utility of benefit. You could send wild animals, behemoth, domestic animals, and birds, even if they're living, because you could slaughter on yamtu. Anything like that that you get benefit is allowed to be sent on yamtu. Now, anything that you're allowed to send, as we just spoke about on yamtu, when he sends to his friend the gift, shouldn't send it in a row, because like that looks like as if they're going to sell in the marketplace one after the other. Now the inshuga b'chusim shaloisha b'nei adam, a row to be forbidden is not less than three people. So kitzur haso hadesh shoch lechaber behemes. If someone's sending to his friend animals or yenis or wines, biyat shloisha b'nei adam ke'echad, in the hand of three people as one, oy arba or even four zechazeh one after the other, the kulm holchem shur achaz, all going one row. Hadesh also that's forbidden shloyase gederich shoiz b'chol. You shouldn't do it the way it does during the weekday. We taking one product and all these people at the same time. It looks like you're going to sell in the market. But shalach shleisha minin. But if he's sending three different types of things, biyat shleisha b'nei adam, in the hands of three people, ke'echad as one, it is a mutter that would be permitted. It doesn't look like he's going to sell. It's being given as a gift to his friend. Halacha tes regarding the ownership of movable items as it applies to a ruvet chumen, a different halacha, not that of haitzah, but that of how far can you go on yamtiv. So ma'ariv a ruvet chumen liyamtiv. If someone goes and makes an Erev Tchumen, which is that you have a 2,000 amah limit of where you can go, then you can go another 2,000 amahs because we consider as if your Shabbos residence, or in this case Yom Tov, is 2,000 amahs further. That's with the Erev. If someone makes such an Erev for Yom Tov, had he of kamay. So his animals, his vessels, his produce all have the same halachic status as the owner himself. And therefore, you cannot transport those items only with the 2,000 amahs in every direction from where the area of the Erev is, because that's where it's considered where his Yom Tov residence is. Halach yud, now chefzi hefker, objects that are ownerless, harim kerag li misha zachabem, so it has the halacha, like the feet, which means the tchum, of the one that merits in them, who acquires it. Now chefzi agoyim, objects owned by Gentiles, koinen shvisim kaimam, although there is no really tchum for them, but the area of the object acquires its Shabbos Yom Tov residence, and therefore has 2,000 amah radius where it can go from the area of where it starts off on Yom Tov. Xer's rabbinic decree, Ba'alam Goyim Shem Ba'alam Yisrael. We say that even if the owner is a Gentile, because we don't want to confuse with the owner being a Jew, to realize that the object itself cannot go more than 2,000 amas from where the owner's feet are. Peter Shiyatz Chutzam Kaimon, regarding produce that was taken out of its place, Bechazor and brought back, if it will be made even deliberately, like if Shiyatz Makaimon does not lose its place of where it can be taken for its tchum, Neshim Ka'adm Shiyatz Ba'ayin Zabchazor, essentially they're like a person who is forcibly taken out and forcibly brought back in, which the halacha is that they get their old tchum back, same thing is for the object which was also forcibly, without its consciousness, taken out and brought back in. Halacha Yidav. Hamayis Vehem to Libnoi. If someone gives over his animal to his son, Hadei Kerag Le'av, it has the same tchum as the father, because that's normal for people to give it to the children and not necessarily give over the ownership. So it has the father's tchum. Mesor L'Roya, now he gives over to a shepherd. Even if he only gives them on Yom Tov, and it wasn't given over to him when Ben Hashmashas was, Hadei Kerag L'Roya, it's going to have the halachic tchum of the shepherd, because already before Yom Tov, he had in mind that he's going to give it to his regular shepherd, and therefore it has the shepherd's tchum. Now, Mesor L'Shnei Roya, but if he gives over to two shepherds, then it's going to have the tchum of the owner, because neither one of them acquires it, because he can't have both their tchums, and obviously he didn't choose which one, so it's going to have his own tchum. Halachid base. Misha zimin that's like orchim yamtiv. Someone invited guests for yamtiv. Lo yilicha biyad the monies, he's not allowed to send with them gifts, portions, lamokim shein ba'al asud yochel eichel, but to a place where the host himself would not be able to go to, because shakala suda kerak lebala suda. The whole meal is the objects, and therefore the ownership of the owner of the meal, and has the same tchum as himself. Lo kerak loyachan, not like the legs of the guest. Elam kein tikelim acher b'manas ilum erev yamtim. Unless he married it to them through someone else, these portions from before yamtim, then it's going to be considered as theirs and their tchum. Aloch yud gimel. If someone had his produce was deposited by other people in another city out of the tchum, the erev b'nei oisei ir lovay etzlo. Now the people from that city who was deposited by, they made an erev to be able to come to him on yamtiv. They're not allowed to bring him from his own produce. Because his produce is like himself. And he himself, the owner, did not make an erev. So, although it's in the possession of those who made an erev, and they could come, they cannot bring his produce. Now, when we say this, when they designated for him, the owner, in their own property, a corner set aside that it's his area, and they didn't accept responsibility. So, it's his, and he doesn't have an erev. But if he did not designate for them a special corner, then actually it's going to have the tchuma as the one that it's deposited by. Because since if he didn't designate the area, he's accepting responsibility, and therefore, on some level, it's going to have his tchuma, and therefore he actually could bring it then to the owner on Yom Tov. Running a pit of water of an individual. So Karagabalov, the water will have the tchum of its owner, and whoever draws the water cannot take it further than how far the owner could go. Now, if it's a city well, Karaglian Sheir, then it has like the tchum of the people of that city, and every single person who draws the water, it's going to be like his own in contrast to people not from that city. Now, Vishalayli Bavel, people that what they made when they would travel to go up to make Aliyah L'Regel, they had for the people from the diaspora. They're coming up from Bavel, they had wells that they could, which was ownerless, that they could draw water from. Shem Besuch Makol, which that's given over to everyone to use. So Kadagam Malamhem, so it's going to have the Tchum as the one who draws the water from them. Because Shakol Mishamilamhem, whoever draws the water from them, Malichim Lamakam Shumalach, could transport it to wherever he can go. Now, Nahadas HaMoshchim, regarding flowing rivers, even though it doesn't have a source, or Mayan Sanoivim, or if you have a spring that has a source, even though it's not flowing elsewhere, Kadagli Kol Adam. It will have the tchum as any single person because it never acquired a shvisa because it wasn't established in its place because it's continuously flowing. We didn't have a residence when Shabbos or Yom Tov started. So whoever takes it, it'll be like his own tchum. Now, if the waters were coming on Shabbos and Yom Tov from out of the tchum into the tchum, memal mem Shabbos, you're allowed to draw the water from it on Shabbos again because it doesn't have a shvisa. It's not limited to any place. On Bein HaShemashas and therefore for the rest of the Shabbos. And then Zorach Lam Yom, remember I'm saying Yom Tov, the Beshor, a person can take it, it's not like it came from out of the Tchum, and we'll have the Tchum of the person whoever draws that water. Halacha Tazvav, Shor Shel Roya, the ox of a shepherd. Now, the shepherd would have these animals, this livestock, and sometimes he would sell it to his neighbors, to his friends, and since it's not fattened up, so it's not normal to buy it from another city, because every place will have regular oxen. So therefore, the shepherd only has a mind for the people of that city where the locals will buy from him. So Karagli Anchei Seir. So his ox is limited to the tchum of the people of that city, because that's who he has in mind, who might come on Yom Tov and take it from him. V'shoshal Patim, now regarding the ox of the fattener, who he develops high-quality meat, Karagli Mishal Lekoch L'shachta B'Yom Tov. He actually, it's going to be the tchum for whoever buys from him to slaughter on Yom Tov. Why? Because the intention of the owner, meaning this owner, the fattener, he has in mind to sell to other people besides the people of the city. Because it's fattened. Everyone hears about his reputation. They come from far and near to buy it. So he's having in mind other people, not just the local community. So the owner of the ox slaughters it on Yom Tov, and he sells its flesh. Every single one of the buyers could take his portion to wherever he can go. And the reason is because the intention of the owner from before Yom Tov was like this: that the people from other cities should buy from him. Comes out that this ox is kabur shel oil bavel, which comes from the previous halacha. It's like the pit of the oil bavel, which is given over to everyone, and that's everyone has that in mind. And if it's going to be like whoever takes it, it's going to have his tchum. Look at the design regarding borrowing and partnership when it comes to these movable items regarding its tchum. So hagacheles, a coal, is kardagel balahav, has the tchum of the owner, because since the substance to the coal, it's like any other keli that's limited to the ragli habayim. Loi kardagel shayalo, not like the tchum of the one who borrows it. Now, vashalhev is on the other hand, a flame, which doesn't have any substance, so there's no shvisa, there's no Shabbos residence on the flame, is kardagli mishabiyad. It's going to be like the tchum, the one who has the flame himself. Levigiv therefore, malig neder eitz mechabed. If someone lights a candle or a piece of wood from his friend, where he's getting the flame, melich l'chamakam shoelach, he can take it to wherever he's going, because again, that doesn't have a shvisa. Halach yitzayin. Hashol kli mechabed me'ev yamtim. If someone borrows a vessel from his friend from before yamtim, even if he only gives it to him, meaning he borrows the rights, but he only gives it to him on Yom Tov, he'll have the tchum of the one who borrowed it, because since he guaranteed him to give it to him from before Yom Tov, so they had in mind that the one who's taking it is going to be able to go where take it to where he needs to go. Now, Shele Min be Yom Tov. Now, if he only, however, borrows, asks permission on Yom Tov, even though this is every Yom Tov, the guy Reuben comes over, the neighbor, and he always borrows him in this vessel Yom Tov, still Hadei Kerakel Nashal is only going to have the tchum of the lender and not from the borrower. And the reason that is because since he didn't ask for him from Erev Yom Tov, so he didn't give him his possession, he thinks maybe he got it this time, finally, once from some other neighbor, and therefore it's not going to have the tchum of the Shoyal, rather the Nashal. Aluch Yitches, Shnaim Sheshalu Cholak Echad. You have two people that borrow together. They're borrowing the same jacket. This guy's like, okay, could I use your jacket in the morning? He's asking, could I use it towards evening time? So it comes out that this garment, this vessel, has the tchum of both the borrowers, because they both are using it on the same day of Yom Tov. So therefore, they could only transport this vessel, this garment, only as far as each one of them could go. As Ram says, Aluchi, it says, Ketzer Hasso. So he illustrates. Hareisha Eirev Arishin, if the first one made an Eirev, Berichuk Elef Amo, Mimokim Macholik Lemizrach. At a distance of 1,000 Amas from the place of the jacket towards the east. So he went, and where's the jacket is. And then you make a Tchum, an Eirev of Tchumen. He made a distance of 1,000 Amas towards the east. And the second guy, he however made an Erev, because he had to go somewhere else, at a distance of 500 Amas from where the jacket is towards the west. So when the first one takes the jacket and uses it first, so he needs it to go to the east, obviously, because that's where he was making an Erev even 1,000 Amas further. He cannot take it to the east, only 1,500 Amas from where the jacket is. He had made it 1,000 Amas. He's only really going to be able to go 500 Amas further from where his Erev actually was, because that's the end of the boundary from where the one who made the Erev on the east could even on the west could go to, because he had made it, like we said, 500 Amas the other direction. So now you could only go 2,000 Amas from there, which is 1,500 from where the jacket is. And so to Kshika Hashenikli, when the second guy takes this vessel, this garment, he only can take it to the west, only 1,000 Amas from the Kli. Because it's the end of the boundary, but with the guy who made the Erev on the east, who made 1,000 Amas, so you lose 1,000 Amas, now you can only go 1,000 Amas from where the jacket is. The Vikir, therefore, you actually have him. If this guy, the first guy, made an Erev 2,000 Amas from where the jacket is to the east, this guy made 2,000 Amas to the west, then I'll move from where it's placed, because it's stuck in that one spot, because you have 2,000 Amas, it ends over there, and his 2,000 Amas ends over there, it's stuck in that one spot in the middle. Halacha Chaf, regarding partnership and regarding the selection of an item regarding the laws of Eruv Tchumen. V'cheina Isha, so to a woman, Shalom Echaverta, that borrowed from her friend Maima Melech, water or salt, V'loshe Bemi Sassan, she goes and she needs the dough with this water or salt, Oy Bishlebem Tavshel, or she cooked the dish. So the dough or the cooked dish is going to have the tchum of both of them, and she's not allowed to move the dough or the cooked dish only where both of them could go to, because since you have mixed in something that the shvisa is from someone else, even though it's a very little bit, but we don't say it's going to be bitl because it's dovah shesh matirin, it can be permitted after Yom Tov, anything that's permitted, it's not bottle even 1,000. So you have two people that bought an animal in the partnership. Even though everyone now is taking their own portion, the whole meat is like the tchum of both of them. Now, but if you take a barrel of wine in partnership, and they divide in Yom Tov, then everyone's portion can be like his own tchum is. Why? Because since the whole tchum is rabbinic law, then you could retroactively verify as if the portion of this guy got, it was already selected and moved on and was separate in the barrel from before Yom Tov, if it wasn't mixed together. Now, but the problem is, you cannot say the same regarding an animal. The portion that he gets, even if you're going to calculate, even if you're going to say, we're going to consider it as a separate animal from before Yom Tov, a kilo bar, as if it was selected, it's still nurturing from the portion of his friend. When the animal was alive, because every limb nurtures, and it's a homeostasis, it's the equilibrium, it nourishes from the other parts. It comes that every limb is really mixed in from the portion that he has and from his friend's portion. Therefore, it's like the tchum of both of them, and therefore, they limited to each other's tchums, and not each one in his own portion to take it where he can go.